Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Corey Digman here, your host. We want to talk about and interview Russ Gessel, our member of the month for October, as he talks about and relates how he improves his quality of life at Digman Fitness. Also talking about our exercise tip of the week featuring longevity and its relation to exercise with our last month's member of the month, Gene Thiede. We talk about how we get high at the gym. And our nutrition tip of the month featuring water, its benefits in relation to exercise, and how we can improve our function quality of life. And it's not just cotton mouth.
Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Digman Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize your life.
Revitalize your life. Hey guys, welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. We have special guests, two special guests today. We got one of them interviewed, member of the month, Russ Gessel, in with us in the house here. Covering our exercise tip of the week, we have a special guest from last month, Gene Thiede, talking about longevity and its relation to exercise. He's going to add a little bit of a different perspective in with his neuroscience background, which will make it really cool and fun with us on the show. And we'll finish off with our nutrition tip of the month featuring water, its importance, and why we need to drink water. Welcome, Russ.
How's it
new
going,
member
Digger?
Of the month here for October. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Yourself?
Awesome, man. It's a good night to get in and get a good routine in, get some sweat in, and get a good interview.
All right.
So, let's just hit it right off here. We'll do a few questions to kind of get the audience kind of into what we're going here with. Just a few background questions on who you are, what your interests are, what brought you into Digman Fitness, and we'll go from there. So we'll start off and say how long you've been working out at Digman Fitness.
I started working out at Digman Fitness back in April of this year. So only been a few months, but definitely been making a lot of progress since then.
Awesome, cool. So what are some of your interests outside of the gym?
Quite a few interests, ranging from hiking, biking, running is a big one for me. Ran track and cross country all through high school and college. Also do a lot of hunting, fishing, motorcycle, brew beer in my spare time.
That makes it an interesting topic right there. You can raise a lot of questions with people and a lot of good conversation starters for
absolutely
people that enjoy beer. So you can combine it a little bit when you're working out, but a little bit
too
much.
There's some keg carrying involved.
Yeah, you can, you know, as an exercise, yeah, you can carry a keg, but as far as like pre-workout nutrition or post-workout, it might be a little
there's some
off,
good carbohydrates and hydration in there. And
yeah, especially if you're German, right?
Some beers do have certain levels of protein to them, so it could be a good post-workout.
Yeah, let's hit it off. Yeah, so what are some things you enjoy about training here at Digman Fitness?
Well, one of the really great things is the workouts are fairly flexible. If there's different areas you need to work on, you can change the routine a little bit to really work those different areas, weaknesses you have. When I came in, I had a lot of weakness in core strength, a lot of it in my hips, calves, ankles, and it was really starting to show up in my running and also cycling performance. So was able to focus on those areas and a little bit sore one day, kind of change things up a little bit, do things a little bit different, and really stress on getting those areas strengthened up to where they need to be.
Yeah, let's kind of tap into one of your interests being cycling and, you know, some of the things, your background, I guess. Let's talk about your background running cross-country and track in college and how you got into cycling then.
Well, ran track and cross country all through high school. Got into running at UW-Platteville.
Teammate of his, right here, one only.
Knew Corey through the team and stuff like that, so it was an obvious choice to get a hold of him to come and work out in the mornings. But cycling was something I started doing in college, kind of in the off season, as something to kind of break up running all the time. And there was times where I was injured where running wasn't the best option for me. I needed something lower impact, so that's when I started getting into road biking. And kind of from there, knew a few guys that did a lot of mountain biking. And mountain biking is just a lot of fun. You get to see a lot of different trails, different terrain. You meet a lot of interesting people doing it. And usually after you get done with a good ride, everybody meets at the trailhead and have a beer.
Yeah, and the last trip you took out west was...
That was towards the end of April. That was one of the things, as I was getting ready to go on that trip, I was starting to realize my core weaknesses. Mm-hmm. I just did not have the strength to do a lot of the riding that I wanted to do early this spring. Mm-hmm. And throughout the summer, I actually built up a new mountain bike, got into doing a bunch of mountain bike races and stuff like that, and not doing as well as I hoped to be doing, but there's plenty of room for improvement yet.
Yeah, and in a lot of that, you know, I'm sure paid off, you know, with the type of training that we do is here is constant.
Tremendously.
Full body, you know, constant movement. So when you're on a bike or running, you know, that makes sense. That
you want to go and
well.
Race on a bike for an hour and a half or so, you're going to have to use a lot of that endurance, that stamina, but also a lot of the strength to power you up the hills and maneuver through some of these different technical features.
Yeah. What are some of your short and long-term goals?
Well, short-term was basically just rebuilding a lot of the core strength mm-hmm. to be able to get back into a lot of these activities and do them at the level that I really want to do them at. It's one thing to be able to go and just do them and get through it, but still have a lot of that competitive spirit. So you want to get out there, you want to do better, you want to try and compete against the people that you're there with. And I've been seeing a lot of progress in doing that. Long term, really get set back into a routine where I can continue doing these activities for a long period. One of the big goals is actually being able to do like a long bike pack or backpacking hunting trip out west. So you're going to hike in with all your gear, hunting, camping, everything you need for the weather. And then ultimately your goal is to be hiking back out with all of that stuff and a deer or elk basically in your pack as well. So you're going to need a lot of strength and endurance for that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's almost like you're in the military. You know, we'll talk to Gene in a little bit here too. We had, some of you guys remember last month, we interviewed Gene. He was in the Marines and stuff, and a lot of that training, a lot of the courses, he was out there similar to that. So training is huge. That's awesome. But along with your training, you know, if you were to talk to friends, how would you recommend Digman Fitness to them? How would you, you know, start the conversation and talk to them about that?
Well, one of the great things is kind of the initial step of working out here is going through and analyzing what areas you want to work on and also what different things are you going to spot, Corey, and say, okay, well, this is the reason why you're having a little bit of weakness here, strengthen this, that will help with that. And from there, you can really work on those different weaknesses and get an all-around fitness. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be specific arm days versus leg days. You're working shoulders, you're working core, your midsection, your hips, lower legs, and I think you come out of it with a much better overall fitness because of it.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like too, like backing up to where you talked about like what keeps you motivated after high school and college. You know, for me, it's the same way. I like to stay competitive within strongman and, you know, other events where, like, I like to beat a certain time or beat a certain repetition, and a lot of those things kind of come out, and it's fairly easy to stay fit then, because you got this checkpoint you want to hit, and you hit it, and you feel great. You take a week off, and you do it again.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's, you know, same way the routines that I have set up, I kind of transferred from when I was in high school and college and then beyond in my internship and my certifications, and developing how I wanted to run a business made sense, because, like, we move in a certain way where we need to train similar to that. So if we're picking up an object, carrying it at home, we don't want to train, you know, differently in the gym than not have it carry over to when you're picking up a box at home, you get hurt. You
know,
spending tons of hours in the gym and then not have it carry over, just it sucks, because, like, it only makes sense.
Like it'll say on the board, it's functional core strength. It's not just core strength, it's functional core strength. Activities, motions that you're actually going to use in everyday life.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Yeah, it's huge, because, you know, like, the cardio days transfer over to each other, and it kind of help a little bit of active recovery with the strength days. And, you know, like you said, it's not like just an arm day and a lower body day. It's all kind of together. So, yeah, that's cool. But, thanks for the interview. This has been great. Congratulations for Member of the Month.
Thank you.
Russ, if you see the guy, you probably won't, because it's, you know, 4:30, 4:45 in the morning, and he's here, you know, he's here really early, and he stays late, and he gets stuff done. And, you know, you can see that through, you know, most athletes that carry through a lot of exercise after their collegiate career. So, yeah, doing awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey.
Air high five. You guys don't see this on the air right now. We're actually giving a high five. So, awesome interview. You know, it's look forward to kind of continuing to training with you and coaching with you as your progress goes.
Absolutely.
Russ, I want to thank you for an awesome interview and congratulations on becoming our member of the month here for October. Moving on, transitioning into our exercise tip of the week, featuring our special guest, which happens to be last month's member of the month, Gene Thiede here. Before we get into our longevity and its relation to exercise, as he talks about some things on his neuroscience background, we want to talk about some other fun things that we've been working on in regards to strongman. So, Gene, let's have it, man. How's the training coming?
It's hard, but it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of learning as well. And I like seeing the progress that I've been making.
Yeah, I mean, we're right at the stage right now. It's a couple weeks away, and we're slowly kind of tapering off and not doing as much volume. So it kind of seems like we're not doing a whole lot in the workouts. But you know, we're taking one event per day pretty much right now, and kind of taking a day off in between and having some fun with it and setting some pretty cool records.
Yeah, we actually had a lot of fun today doing the overhead press, and I actually accidentally tricked Corey into lifting a lot more weight than he intended overhead.
Yeah, they call that the power of positive thinking, right? Where you're like, okay, yeah, I can do this. I've done this before.
Yeah, it kind of worked out where we were switching between weights, and Corey asked me, how much did I do this last time? And I was like, oh, you did this last time, and it ended up being 70 pounds more than what he did last time. So since he thought he had already done it, he was actually able to do it. And then
almost just as easy.
And then once we figured out it was a lot heavier, Corey realized that it was heavy, and the doubt kicked in, and he wasn't able to reproduce that.
Maybe I need to do that, and not like, maybe I'll look at the weights in preparation of the strongman, like week one of like 16, and then forget about it, and then just keep training, and then whoever training partner I have, just throw on whatever weight and tell me like, yeah, this is a weight you've done before. Just tell me that every single time.
Just making your lifting blindfolded.
And then at the end of the training period, just say like, yeah, you set PR there in that event and this lift. So that's a lot of fun. But yeah, we got October 16th, our strongman down in Stoughton.
The 15th?
15th, yeah, 15th. Yeah, 16th would be a Sunday. So it's a good thing that we clear that up. We don't want people showing up on a Sunday. But we can actually link, you know, those that are in this video or drawn in right now, we'll attach a link to our Facebook page at Digman Fitness, so you guys that are able to kind of cheer us crazy men on that throw and lift heavy things and set them back down, you can join us in. I think it's $5 as a spectator fee at this gym in Stoughton, so we'll attach all that information along with this as we progress throughout the month here. So yeah, Gene, this is cool. Let's kind of dive in and use a little bit of your expertise and talk about how longevity and its relation to exercise improves, you know, anybody that comes in a gym.
Yeah, well, it's pretty amazing, and it's pretty across the board what exercise can actually do for your general brain health and keeping your brain healthy as you age. So there's been many studies done with, I guess, the elderly. And they've shown that as little as like 30 minutes of just mild exercise, as little as fast walking for 30 minutes, 3 days a week, can actually delay the onset of dementia. And doing coordination-based exercises and resistance training can actually show great protective effects to stave off dementia, and it can actually increase cognitive abilities in people as they age, so they can actually stay crisp and learn and not have the deleterious effects of the ages.
That's kind of a huge point to mention too to those viewers that are a little older, or those people that are thinking about getting in a gym, to not be afraid or not to be intimidated, because like, you don't have to be in there to kind of hulk up and gain strength. You know, as you age, you know, a lot of research says, you know, 2.5% every decade after 30 you lose strength, and I forget the exact. But that kind of makes sense. You know, you lose a lot of muscle mass and bone health, but like, I mean, as you age too, you know, you're not necessarily going to get a lot of muscle back, but you're going to gain a lot of cognitive function, memory health, all those things where, like, that becomes more beneficial than, you know, your endurance and your strength. It's all good, you know, for fall prevention and bone mass. But, like, yeah, like you mentioned, that, you know, for people that are aging, you need to be able to still function well enough to enjoy the things as you retire. And
yeah.
Not just
to
be downhill.
Yeah, don't be afraid just to go out. I mean, it's mostly just getting your heart rate up, and just that a few times a week can really improve your quality of living as you age.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't realize, like, you know, may depending on your exercise level already, if there's people that are hardly active, maybe walk around the block once a day at, like, snail pace, if they were to pick that up maybe an extra minute, that they would have huge benefits. You know, a lot of people don't realize, like, that extra little step literally that they take that's faster, that can improve.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also going to have great effects on your cardiovascular system, so your heart health will actually be better as you age as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, with like I mentioned too, you know, as you age, you know, obviously the hormones decrease, you know, men and women, bone mass decreases, muscle mass, endurance levels decrease, especially if you stop. But you can almost not completely reverse them. But, I mean, there's a lot. Our cells are constantly rebuilding and restoring our inner body. So, I mean, it's either you do it or you don't. You know, if you're exercising, you might as well do something and increase the pace just a little bit rather than not at all. So, right. Who, you know, even though if you're not an enthusiastic exerciser, who wouldn't want to enjoy their life and have an energy doing other things they enjoy? So, 5-10 minutes a day.
Yeah, and there's also great brain health effects for exercising, not just in elderly, but in people that are middle-aged or in their 20s still. There's been lots of studies showing that you can increase your memory, and they've shown that your hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, and medial cortex, the things that are highly responsible for your memory, actually grow in your brain as you become more physically fit. And they showed...
That's awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that your brain actually grows as you get more fit. And they've also shown that you can improve your concentration through exercise just by doing coordination-based exercises. And coordination-based exercise might sound intimidating, but something as simple as learning how to dribble a basketball or learning new movements in the gym or some... I'm sure Corey has many types of exercises that you've never done before that aren't very hard, but just involves you moving a new way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just doing that can actually improve your attention and your concentration. And the biggest one is the improved mental health aspect. I know a lot of people have heard of the thing called the runner's high or yoga tranquility, and you get that through exercise, and they originally thought that it was from endorphin releases in the brain, but now they've had a kind of new studies and new discoveries, which are really interesting, that they show that exercise can actually trigger the endocannabinoid system, which most people probably don't know what that is, but it is actually the same system in your brain that marijuana triggers. So the runner's high is very analogous to the high that people would experience from smoking marijuana.
I'm getting high every day then.
Yeah, so and it's a lot cheaper, I imagine. Yeah.
I come in the gym, I'm getting high.
Yeah.
Voice is cracked too. That's all right, though. We're good. This is awesome.
And they've shown for people that might suffer from depression or anxiety that exercise both aerobic and anaerobic, so basically all types of exercise, whether it be strength training or just running, is just as effective as to overcome depression and anxiety as antidepressant drugs or psychological treatments. So for those...
That's huge. Remember that. Gene, you should repeat that again because people need to hear that and how easy that actually sounds.
Yeah, if you're suffering from depression or anxiety, routine exercise can be just as effective as combating that depression and anxiety as taking antidepressant or anti-anxiety drugs or psychological treatments. So, I mean, you can combat that yourself without taking drugs or seeing treatments.
That's awesome. That's why, like, you know, coming off the military, I'm sure you have, you know, coming from the Marines, you probably have friends that recommended each other, or you talked to them about like, hey, join a gym, find a, you know, find another hobby where you can stay active, to if they had a lot of trauma while they're serving to prevent that PTSD.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I started exercising. I mean, after the military, I did have suffer from depression and anxiety a little bit, and I found that when I would go to the gym and exercise, that it would be gone. It was basically my cure for that, so that's why I got into it.
Yeah, it's like the gym is your joint. let's get high on that gym, right?
I love that catchphrase.
That should be a good slogan for us here. Let's maybe not put that on the window on the gym right away, but we kind of start talking about it to members. Like,
might,
hey,
might catch on.
we're gonna get high tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. You want to come? We're like, what? What's at 5 a.m.? Are you sure? Yeah, we're gonna get high on exercise because Gene mentioned that in our podcast.
I hope they don't disprove it in the future.
Yeah, no.
But there's a big caveat to all this in that. When you're exercising, for you to get all these beneficial effects, you actually have to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Because they've shown that if you're doing this, if you're forcing yourself to do this, or you feel stressed out while you're exercising, you won't get any of these beneficial effects that will actually do the opposite and can then actually hurt you.
Increase more cortisol then.
Yeah, probably. Because your body has a stress response. So
that falls on me too in my job. You know, so it's necessary exercise, but at the same time.
You have to make sure they're having fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's being a performer, you know, or a teacher. You got to cover all areas, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing for injury prevention and corrective exercise, but at the same time, you know, popping the music, you know, making sure people of all different, whatever they got going on during the day when they come in the gym, kind of got to forget and help them forget what they had and just leave it at the door.
Yeah.
So that's a fun challenge.
And even for people, if they're not here with you, they need to know that if they're exercising and they're not enjoying it, then they should stop forcing it and they should find something that they do enjoy to do.
Yeah. And then exercise can then be, yeah, like you said, detrimental then.
Yeah.
And if at least maybe walking while you're texting or something, at least it's activity. Or that's why the Pokemon Go came out, because people hated exercise so much and they needed to find something that to get that type of crowd out.
Yeah, that might qualify as a coordination-based exercise, too.
Make sure you're able to look up while you're walking so you don't run into a tree.
Yes.
Yeah, I shouldn't laugh at that because there's been some bad things that came off of that. But it's good to kind of keep people going in different means and keep every crowd exercising. So
Yeah. That's
great. Yeah, Gene, so in with that, too, I want to transition out and kind of congratulate you again on, you know, it's been awesome training with you, and congratulations again from last month being a member of the month, and you've set awesome goals and hit those goals, you know, with a lot of your lifts. So I'm really super excited, and I'm hoping that a lot of people out there can come, you know, watch you and cheer you on, or a strongman, or first strongman.
Yeah, I got
and go from there.
I hope I'm gonna have some family and maybe some friends come and cheer me on.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's definitely a high when you're competing. That's what like I was mentioning with Russ, like that's what keeps me motivated. It's like I have to be working towards something. You know, if it's a race for somebody, you know, I was always competitive in high school and college. I was always in a sport. And then after college, it's like, hey, I need to keep doing something. You know, personal training and business is competitive in itself, but like it's different when you're exercising because you can kind of separate the two.
Yeah, I think having those goals helps keep it fun. It keeps it fun. I mean, it does for me.
Yeah. So. People tell you, it's like, hey, you start slowing down at 30. I'm like, yeah, I'll be 30 in March and I don't feel like, I mean, a lot of people also tell you, like, don't stop and you won't decrease your strength. And, like, I always thought, like, when I was 20 or 18 in high school, I was like, man, the people that are 30 are really old. I hope I'm strong when I'm 30, but, like, I feel like I'm the strongest I've ever been. So it's cool.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, let's transition into our nutrition tip of the month featuring water. Thanks again, Gene, for the interview here. We want to keep things rolling here. Let's talk about, as simple as it is, water should be a big part of our nutrition plan and a big part of our lives, keeping us healthy, keeping our cells and everything rejuvenated and keep us moving. So with that, I just kind of want to mention some top, I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8 tips of kind of what water does as a quick thing for us. A lot of us have a lot of these nutrition tips. We know a lot of this information, but it's always good to have a little reminder, and maybe there's one or two things that you can pick out of it to take home and to learn and maybe write down and have it, you know, as a post-it note. I've always constantly, like, I'll find from a dietitian, nutritionist, or a friend, like, hey, try this recipe. I can, you know, tweak the hummus dip a little bit differently or make an egg a little bit differently. You know, I've learned from a friend, too, recently that talked about eggs. They've gone back and forth over the years on saying, like, okay, the more you cook an egg, the better it is, and if it's raw, then it's bad. But they've actually gone backwards now. The more closely related raw or uncooked egg is, the more nutrients is available, which is, I mean, you guys can look it up. It's crazy stuff, but like ever since then, I've started cooking over easy, over hard eggs. There's a lot of progressions to that, and you know, a lot of you guys that know the different, I guess, steps to cooking an egg. So actually, it, you know, it's been like since I was a kid, the most favorite thing, over easy egg. So with that, let's transition into talking about water here. Some of the tips that you can kind of take away with utilizing water into your fitness routine or everyday lifestyle. Number one is relieving fatigue. You know, the more water you take in, if you take in a lot of water, it can actually be a little bit detrimental, but most of the time people are more worried about getting enough water in opposed to not enough. So you need to keep a lot of the nutrients flowing through the blood necessary to recruit enough of the energy necessary for activity. So number one, relieves a lot of fatigue. And number two, improves mood. Makes sense. If you're more dehydrated you are, the less brain activity you have. So we talked about that a little bit with Gene here. So keeping things moving, keeping things flowing here, okay? Research indicates that mild dehydration, even 1 or 2% lower hydration level than optimal, can negatively affect your mood and ability to think. So along with what we talked about, mood and thinking, drink some water. Simple. So third one here, treating headaches and migraines. In a study published in European Journal of Neurology, researchers found that increased water intake helped reduce the total number of hours and intensity of headaches in study participants. So that's huge enough to kind of remind us, like, you know, you can add a little bit of lemon and lime to kind of mix it up a little bit, but like the old adage of like, try not to drink your calories. I mean, just get used to maybe just weaning off of, you know, diluting your soda and then slowly transitioning into throwing, you know, a frozen sliver of lime in the, you know, in the freezer as like an ice cube to kind of both freeze the water a little bit and add a little bit of a taste. So digestion and constipation was a kind of a big one. I haven't really heard in a while when I was doing research and talked to a dietitian. It's kind of a big one that kind of hit the light bulb in me. It's kind of cool to, you know, they say that, you know, sufficient water boosts your metabolism and helps the body properly break down food. So this helps your digestive system work well and promotes regular bowel movements. So utilizing these last four tips have been great for me and hopefully great for you guys on incorporating more water into your diet and improving your fitness routine. So with that, I want to thank Gene and Russ, our two members of the month. Russ this month in October and Gene last month. It was great kind of talking about a lot of what our hobbies are and how we relate them to the gym and some of what Gene has going on with Strongman. So if some of you guys want to learn more about the contest that Gene and I have coming up in October, we'll link that to the podcast so you have information on that. If you want to learn more about some of the effects and the tips of what we talked about on our exercise tip of the month here and nutrition, we'll note that also as well on our Facebook page at Digman Fitness. So for those that want to tune in back to the Facebook and YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook for more information on what is up in the Digman Fitness world. And those that want to try out the gym, our one-month trial, $99, is linked below. So let's get those neurons high in the gym here. Let's get it going. So thanks, guys. Stay tuned. Good luck and have some fun.